Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. It's not uncommon for organizations to undergo restructuring. But what is uncommon is for said organization to lay off almost its entire HR department as part of that restructuring. The University System of Alaska is in the process of modernizing both its HR and its IT functions. And part of that process entails the elimination of nearly all the HR positions at the university. The university says it's part of a move to shared services and to make HR and IT services more efficient. Recently, the university made that dramatic announcement that it's laying off 48 of its 51 total HR employees. This near total layoff of the HR staff is part of that system-wide redesign of HR into a single centralized office. Currently, the university system has four decentralized HR operations spread all about the large state. The Alaska HR employees were only recently notified of their impending layoffs, and the affected employees will be able to reapply for whatever the new HR jobs are in the new HR organization. But if they don't accept those jobs or be accepted into those jobs, they'll be laid off effective September 14th. While these kinds of restructurings and reorganizations are pretty common in business and in operations and in other administrative functions, I can't recall ever hearing about one so dramatic in an HR organization, where essentially just about every HR employee has been told, hey, your job is ending, there'll be some new job out there that you may or may not be able to get, or you may or may not be able to even want. Usually it's HR administrating these kinds of processes or these kinds of mass reapplies, which I don't like anyway. I never felt they were fair, and they always seemed pretty callous. But for HR to effectively outsource themselves or eliminate themselves is highly unusual. And just like restructurings of other organizational departments, this HR restructuring could leave the university open to discrimination claims down the road. Let's say they hire a new staff of HR people that are younger or less diverse than the current staff. They could be open to some claims, and who better to know or to navigate those types of discrimination claims than former HR employees? In fact, this kind of mass layoff or this mass reorganization of an HR department being carried out in the fashion that the University of Alaska is undertaking is so unusual. Even the legendary HR expert and thought leader Dave Ulrich had never heard of a case where this has happened before in his career. He was quoted as saying, "It sounds like someone is sending a message and wanting to make a major transformation. And it even could be some sort of office politics move." No matter what the motivations, the outcome of this process is certainly going to be interesting. Normally, the HR reorganization at a place like the University of Alaska wouldn't make major national news. But the way that they've decided to undergo this HR transformation was so dramatic that even people like me are talking about it. The process is underway. The HR employees at Alaska can currently reapply for the new HR roles. I'll be keeping an eye on this story, and I'll be sure to broadcast or publish an update down the road when we find out just what happened to the University of Alaska's HR department. And if you're in the University of Alaska's HR department or know somebody who is, I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to learn about the inside story, if you will. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.